I went to the district training this weekend, and there I found Phil, who was also at the district. I didn't know he was coming. I don't think he knew I was going. It was a joy to be there, and there were people from all over the district there, and they were going to various and sundry training programs. Some were about finances, some were about children's programs, some were about prison ministry, which is why I was there. And all were doing different things, and yet all of us were the church. All of us were from different churches, and yet all of us were the Methodist church. All of us were from different parts of the district, yet all of us were still Northwest District. Different members, different classes, different focus, different things to do, but all one. And so we in our church here do different things. Different people teach, different people preach, different people have the gift of hospitality and do wonderful anniversary parties for some of our members and reach out to people in need and help each other in times of trouble. And we all share all of those responsibilities of being a family. Sometimes we disagree, and that's not a bad thing. Because in disagreeing, we have to look at ourselves and see whether we're being effectively a part of one whole body, one whole church family, one whole church to reach out, to do good things, to help each other. I seek in my role not just to talk to you about the scriptures, but to talk to you about serving those scriptures, to serve the world in ways that we can as Christians, to be examples of His Word, to reach out to others in love, to help each other. Sometimes we struggle, sometimes we disagree, sometimes we have problems, and sometimes we don't know what to do. But we continue to do what we can and to be who we are and to continue to be the church. We look around us at the world, and the world has troubles. There's lots of trouble out there. All you have to do is turn on the news to find out about all the troubles. Woe is me. Golly. Trouble here, trouble there. Trouble in River City, trouble everywhere. You seldom hear about the good things. Once in a while, there'll be a human interest story, something good that's happening, almost as though to say, well, we know that there are some good things happening, but we think the troubles are much more interesting. We have wondrous things in our church, and we sometimes have troubles in our churches. And that's okay. Because the world is changing, the world is moving, and God is still in charge of it all.
Amen.
Amen. In the days of the Bible, in the Old Testament, they wondered whether if they went to another country, they would still be able to pray to their God, because they prayed to the God of Israel. And God said, yes, I will still be there. When they were scattered across the known world, they wondered if they would still be able to be one church, and God said, yes, all of us are part of one body, part of one spirit, part of one church, part of one thing, part of one reaching out to help people understand the blessings of Jesus Christ. All one spirit. Today we wonder if we go off world, if we travel to other planets, will God still be there? Will Jesus be Lord of the moon and Lord of Mars and Lord of the asteroids and Lord of other stars? And I believe that the answer is yes, He will. Our God is the God of the entire universe, the Creator of all that is. And our Lord is Lord of our lives, if we will but give Him our lives to be Lord over. Paul asked people to strive for better things, meaning that no matter what our gift is, we should not just stop and say, well, I do this, and that's all I do, and that's all I need to do, and I'm done. No, we all need to look for new ways. We need to look for new things. We need to look for new opportunities. We need to look for new skills. We need to look for new relationships that we can have with each other and with Him. Doesn't mean you stop doing the things you're good at. We kind of rely on a lot of people who are good at things here to keep things going and to make sure things get done. But we also try and do more and do better and see new ways and new things and new opportunities. I enjoyed going to the prison ministry group. And the person who was the guest speaker there is the number two man in the chaplain's office for the Department of Corrections for the whole state of Florida. And he reminded me of something that I've heard before, I've even said before, but I perhaps hadn't thought about in a long time. And that is when you go out, when you go on a mission trip to El Salvador, when you go to your neighbor's house to take them groceries, when you go out to share the word with someone that you don't know, or when you even just go out of your way to help somebody pick up something that they've dropped. You are being the body of Christ. And when you do that, often you are more greatly blessed than the people that you serve.
Amen.
The things that I have seen, the times that I have seen when people's hearts and minds have been changed most profoundly, and in so many ways mine too, have been in those moments when we went out of our way, when we went to someplace different, when we went somewhere else, when we went and did something for somebody that we thought was in need, and it turned out that the people who got blessed the most were us. Because by that service, we are blessed and transformed. Watching young people get a heart for ministry, watching older people see the world in a different light by going to a different place. Standing up in front of a church of people who did not speak my language, trying to preach to them through a translator, wondering whether any of it was really getting across, and then hearing them sing those same songs that I was used to hearing on Sunday with the same tune, even though in a different language, I knew that I was in the same place with the same God, regardless of whether it was in El Salvador or Mexico or Tallahassee or who knows where. We are all one, even though we are all different. We are all one church. We are all one body. We worship one Christ. We worship one God. We seek to be one with each other, one with all of those who share our beliefs throughout the world, and ultimately, one heaven, one divine experience that goes beyond this world. We look forward to that coming together, returning to the Father, and being one in a deeper and more complete sense than we can even imagine in this world. I remember being a teenager, growing up in Tallahassee. I thought this was the armpit of the country. You know, Florida was the arm and Tallahassee was in the pit. I wanted to get out. I wanted to see the world. I wanted to go other places. I wanted to meet other people. I wanted to do other things. I wanted to be someplace where nobody else could take credit for what I did, whether it was good or bad. I wanted to make my own mistakes. I wanted to be my own person. I wanted to do my own thing, was the word of the day. And I did. But I also came home to come back to that family that I had left, to be reunited with those people that cared about me and that I cared about. There's lots of people out there who have left the church because they were dissatisfied, misunderstood, who had misunderstood what was being offered or what was being said, who need to be brought home. There's lots of people out there who have not heard the word, who have not understood the love, who do not know about Jesus. We need to make them one with us as we seek to be one with Him. There are lots of people who are not whole, who are not healthy, who are not complete, who are not fulfilled, who are not happy, who are not filled with the Spirit that makes us so much better than we can be when we are without His Spirit. We need to make them whole so that they don't have to fill that hole in their hearts and in their souls and in their lives with things that are not healthy. God calls us to serve Him, but He does not expect our service to come without blessing. And that blessing flows to us in such amazing and powerful ways that it transforms us, gives us new life, new love, new joy, new peace, new everything. We as a church too have work to do to reach out into our community, to be here for people who are seeking help, to be here for people who are seeking love, to be here for people who are seeking solace in their loss and in their time of need. I heard from Sue this week. She's staying with her sons in Pennsylvania, and she told me how much she appreciated this church being here for her and how much she appreciated us being willing to try and help. We never know when one of us is going to be faced with some disaster. We never know when one of us is going to be faced with some trouble. We never know when one of us is going to be found hurting. We never know when we're going to face someone else struggling with the same thing. What a wondrous, joyous community we have, celebrating anniversaries and birthdays and just being here together on Sunday morning, praising and singing and having a good time. And what a wonderful community we are when we can reach out to each other and to others who are in need. And God's blessing flows in response to our reaching out to a blessing others. Amen?
Amen.
We are all one.